to Valhalla.
Welcome to the IPMA series, Who Am I? And we are really happy to be here tonight with Chronolis. How are you all doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Doing great.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend a few minutes with our listeners. Tell us a little bit about how you all got into music.
Well, as a band, Bone Deep and I, this is Sonia, we started working together on music, I feel like it's been about 10 years ago now.
Close.
Dinosaurs were roaming the earth, I think, when that happened. And we ended up, we were with two other members of the band for a few years. Mm-hmm. Right.
We weren't even seriously thinking of having a band. We just needed a musical outlet, and we wanted to record something. Mm-hmm. We had been hanging out making casual music for what, 3 or 4 years before we ever got a band going.
Yeah,
I think. Mm-hmm. And we're just now retrieving one of the songs that Sonia and I recorded way back when to bring it into the Chronolis collection, hopefully later this year. Mm-hmm. Initially, when we first started looking for a band per se, that was me back when I was the organizer for the Everett Washington Pagan Meetup group on meetup.com. And I just kind of put the word out there in the circle every month saying, you know, keep your eyes open for people who want to make music and want to, like, get a drum circle to evolve into something more permanent. And eventually Sonia and I came together, and we met more and more people who dropped by the meetup until, sure enough, we did gather up a basic group of pagan artists. And we began as a strictly pagan band for the sake of pagan community. Then as different members showed up and proved themselves a better fit for the band than some of the original members, it became more of a, like a 60-40 split between pagan and non-pagan. And so now we are truly eclectic. So not entirely pagan, we are entirely eclectic. Essentially, we just want it to be accessible to everyone's innate heart.
Fantastic. And I think that you guys are accomplishing that. So what is the best thing for you guys about being musicians and a group?
I'll take that one. This is Kira. I had actually been working as a solo artist when I joined the band, and I really love working with these guys. I like the music that we make together. I think that every member of the band really brings a lot to it. Like, if any one of us is missing, we really feel it. Everybody really has a lot of talent in specific areas that the rest of us kind of don't have. So it's really great to have everybody be able to bring their own thing to it and put it together. It kind of creates, you know, instead of taking like my little, for example, like singer-songwriter thing, it can really turn it into more of a soundscape where we're each contributing something that maybe the original writer or composer didn't even think of putting in there, but it really works. And I really love that. I mean, we've had experiences now that I never knew I'd have. You know, I love, like, when I first started and Manfred had first joined the band, and, like, he's bringing a, you know, progressive rock background, and he can make a progressive rock electric guitar harmony for the medieval Irish harp when I'm playing, mm-hmm. and, like, it's awesome, and I love it. You know, and when we brought in Dan, we're, you know, adding all these different instruments because Dan kind of plays whatever we don't pry out of his fingers. And he really adds a lot to it musically. He's got this, you know, aesthetic kind of feel musically that really, really works with everything that we're doing and really adds to it. And, you know, and of course, the original band members, too. I mean, they had a thing going that was awesome. And then each of the rest of us joined in and it's become more and more awesome. And I love it.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Kira. What is your most challenging thing as pagan musicians?
Getting pigeonholed.
I think for a few of our members of the band, they're not even pagan musicians. So that adds another element of challenge. But I think the biggest challenge, I would agree with Kira, has been the concern about being pigeonholed, because although many of us are pagan and we love the community, and we love that they love our music, we don't want anyone to feel that we're not for them.
You don't have to be a member of the special club.
Right, yeah. We're inclusive. We're not exclusive, I guess, for lack of a better term. And so we really, you know, we don't care what your background or belief system is. We make music, hopefully, that resonates with everyone. And so I think that's been a challenge, is that, as some of us that are pagan know, there can be a lot of judgment when you tell someone that you're pagan or you're Wiccan or you're, you know, Celtic Reconstructionist or, you know, whatever your path happens to be. There comes, some people kind of carry preconceived ideas about what that means that sometimes we don't always agree with. So that can make it difficult if they feel that we're trying to pigeonhole someone or only follow, I don't know what the right word is, but really only allow, I guess.
Or only speak to a certain crowd.
Yeah.
This is Manfred. By the same token, we're very grateful to the pagan community for accepting and embracing us, supporting us the way they have. Right. So we're definitely, that has a lot of value to us. There's, you know, we wish everybody else would do the same.
Yeah.
Also, pagans are so fun to play for. They come in costume, they dance, it's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like, this is bone deep, I feel like pagans get me.
Yeah.
I feel understood in their presence.
Especially for those of us who bring a spiritual aspect to our playing of music, too. Like, I've, one of the things, this is Kira again, one of the things I enjoy playing for pagans is that I've had people recognize that I'm kind of also, you know, praying, or like some of this might be an offering to the gods, or they might recognize which deity I wrote this song for. And where, you know, a general audience might just be like, oh, that was pleasant, and kind of not fully get it. So there is kind of that extra bit of like, somebody got me.
So how can the IPMA help you to enhance your personal musical reality?
Buy our stuff.
Yeah. Pass along any ideas any IPA members get about how to monetize what we do, because we feel so loved and so starved.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it too is along the same lines as I think it's a sense of community and that we need to feed each other. So if there's something that the listeners at IPMA want to hear, let us know and we'll write a song about it. I mean, that's how a lot of our stuff comes about, I think. You know, we come up with cool creative ideas, or somebody reads something somewhere that strikes a chord, or literally and figuratively, or just Bone Deep put out one day, you know, what do you want to hear? And that generated a whole flurry of ideas that brought the wild in me to life. So we're open to, you know, what do you want to hear? What do you want to see? I know there's still a lot of things, we have a lot of talent in our band and we write a lot of amazing stuff, but I know that there's some things that are lacking because, like many musicians, we all have full-time jobs. So we don't have a flurry of music videos available, and we haven't been able to pack up and travel the U.S. to bring our music to everyone that hears us, through your station. And so that's kind of a downer for us that we aren't able to provide that. But what we can do, we want to be able to do. Hey, and we can, if people will buy our stuff to a point where we don't have to work our full-time jobs anymore, and we can make music videos, and we can travel the U.S. and or the world, then heck, we're on it.
Well, on a very basic medium, it's expensive to record.
It is
expensive. So, you know, all of what we do comes out of our pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Full-time job has to feed the music.
Indeed.
You know, one thing that the IPMA could help with is to help put that legitimized stamp of approval on new upcoming bands, to help us get into some of the bigger, sweeter festivals every year. You know, it's like, yeah, we've got some standing with IPMA now. Can we come into your festival?
Please let us know.
Well, thanks for that, guys. Is there a new project that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, we just recently released one of our new songs, Valkyrie. That seems to be pretty popular with those that have heard it so far.
It's awesome.
So if those of you listening have not heard it yet, we strongly encourage you to do so. You can probably guess what it's about. So it's really turned out to be a great song, and we would really like people to listen to that one, just released as a single. We have three other songs that we're releasing as singles as well that will be coming up. The next one is Sudden Storm, and that will be released within a month or so. And then two others following after that. As we're releasing these singles, we've actually been working on a lot of new music as a band. And so we're trying to continue to feed the need for new music through these singles while we put together a pretty broad portfolio of new music. And so that's kind of what we're working on at the moment.
These are singles released in absence of an album so far. We're kind of testing the marketing channels to see kind of what works where before we commit to a whole album project. So it's going to be a year of exploration for us, one song at a time.
Fantastic. And where can people, other than, of course, listening on WCAS The Cauldron and the other stations that are part of the feed that IPMA taps into, where can people go to listen to this new song, to Valkyrie, or purchase it maybe?
Should we rattle off the list?
www.chronolus.com. That's www.chronolus.com.
Facebook, Chronolus, Reverb Nation, Chronolus, Twitter, Chronolus, CD Baby, Chronolus, Bandcamp, Chronolus, Google it.
And
Google Play.
Where
YouTube.
Else? YouTube. Amazon Music.
Fantastic. Web Radio. We've got The Cauldron. And then my car, if you're... Because it's always loud enough, you can probably
you
hear
the
car into mine. Mm-hmm.
If a person was only going to listen to one of your songs, which one would it be?
Well, that's an easy one for me. This is Dan here. I'd have to go with Valkyrie.
Right.
That is just hands down, I think our best work yet.
Yeah.
You know, it is,
epic.
You know, it's a song that's, it's very cinematic. It tells a story, you know, and it just builds up to a climax, you know, and it also speaks to deep roots, you know.
Yeah.
I really personally identify with my own, you know, Nordic roots, and every time I play that song, what can I say? I kind of feel my ancestors, you know.
It's awesome.
Listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to wear a paper Viking hat.
Oh, that's awesome. And if you do, I'd like to have pictures of that. Okay, guys, so what message do you want to share with those who will listen to this interview?
Spread the word. I think, you know, much to what we were talking about earlier with independent musicians, especially those that follow kind of an underground vein in some respects, spread the word. Tell your friends. Play it in your car when they're riding shotgun. Have them listen to it. Share it. We make music to unite people and to spread the love, I guess, for lack of a better term, no matter what your creed or your background. And so that is what we would ask people to do. Just share it, spread it, pass it around, be generous with it, get it out there, and we will continue to feed the need the best that we can.
Fantastic. I want to thank you guys for being here with me, taking time out of your amazingly busy schedules to spend some time with us tonight. And I look forward to meeting you as soon as it is economically feasible.
We also want to say thank you, that if you're actually listening to us, that's awesome. Thank you. We really, very much appreciate that.
And thank you for keeping your own drum circles going, too, because that means a lot to us, knowing that the music is ricocheting back and forth and carried on from person to person.
Have a great night, guys, and thank you once again.